Over the years, many would claim falsely that Al Capone had been an immigrant, as if they wanted to disown one of America's most notorious native-born sons. But Capone himself insisted on setting the record straight. "I'm no foreigner," he would say. "I'm as good an American as any man. My parents were American-born, and so was I." In this, as he so often did, Capone specialized in half-truths. When Gabriele Capone moved his family from Italy to a better life in America, he chose a place called Brooklyn. Perhaps he'd been warned of New York's overcrowded ghettos with their rotten wooden fire traps, where cholera or typhus drove the rich from the city, while corpses of the poor littered the Lower East Side. A father relocating his brood might well want to avoid crime-ridden streets where an immigrant's meager daily wage could wind up in a mugger's grasp. But in 1895, Brooklyn was rife with opportunity. The Brooklyn Bridge, an engineering marvel known worldwide, had been finished in 1883. The ever-growing city of Brooklyn was annexing other towns and cities in Kings County, with talk in the air of one great emerging metropolitan area. Clearly, opportunities existed in Brooklyn that did not in Gabriele's home region. Gabriele was born in 1865 in small town Angri, southwest of Naples, on the edge of Salerno province in the shadow of Mount Vesuvius. Unlike many of his countrymen, he was literate, training outside the oral traditions of his village, working as a baker, pasta making a specialty, and a lithographer. He married Teresa Raiola in 1891, their son Vincenzo, James, arriving the next year. And in 1895, with second son Raffaele, Ralph also in tow, and Teresa pregnant with Salvatore, Frank, the family made its way across the Atlantic. At first, they continued to pronounce their surname phonetically, Capone, though that would soon change. Classified at Ellis Island as Italian, the Capones were more rudely branded as Dagos or Wops, low-class, unintelligent Southern Italians disposed to crime. Thousands of Italians came to Brooklyn before the Great War, a world bordered by factories on the north and warehouses on the south, its streets mingling neighbors and kin from Campanian and Calabrian villages among bright flowers and holy imagery and sublime cooking smells. On front stoops, mothers with babies at their bosoms would oversee armies of kids in the street, while neighbors sat in sunshine and shared gossip and letters from home. However poor the inhabitants of a tenement, a certain joy and exuberance might be found in the Union Street Marionette Theater, perhaps, or a festival, like the Feast of the Patron Saint or the Assumption of Our Lady, electric bulb-lined arches lighting up the night as statues of saints were paraded, until fireworks and explosions pronounced the proceedings at a joyful end. But those who had known Italy were soon confronted by a generation not so tied to heritage, who studied English and spoke in the language of the streets. America, even Brooklyn itself, was their world, a world that bred restlessness in its youth. In the neighborhoods near the Navy Yard, from Red Hook to Greenpoint, old and new world ways came together and sometimes clashed. Here the Capone family settled, an area dominated by defense spending, relatively immune to economic recessions. Seagulls soared above, offering a constant cawing reminder of the nearby Atlantic. But the fresh sea air was tainted by a caustic bouquet of oil, fumes, and rot. Sailors and shipbuilders came in droves, bringing with them a wealth of gambling, prostitution, and saloons. On Sands Street, chippies prowled and dance hall girls pranced, while tattoo parlors thrived on drunken bad decisions, and cheap whiskey was often laced by the Mickey Finn that led to a mugging.